Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You go to a festival these days and you see it everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Custom gear.
Exactly. Custom festival apparel. We're looking at a piece today called Custom Festival Apparel: Personalization Takes Center Stage. And that's really our mission here, to figure out what's driving this trend, why all the personalized stuff.
It is pretty interesting, isn't it? You've got these huge events, thousands of people,
Yeah.
all about like the shared experience,
Right.
and yet everyone wants their own unique shirt or hat. It's a bit of a paradox.
Okay, yeah, let's dig into that. That core tension, like you said, you're surrounded by people sharing the same music, same vibe.
Why the urge to signal your individuality so strongly with clothes?
Well, I think fundamentally clothes are always more than just, covering up. They're a language.
A visual language.
Totally. For identity. And at a festival, that whole visual environment is already turned up to 11. So personalized gear lets you kind of amplify your specific voice within that huge chorus.
It's like saying, yeah, I'm here, I'm part of this massive thing, but this specific lyric or this inside joke, that's me.
So it's like putting your own little signature on the whole shared experience. Like maybe you see a shirt with a really obscure lyric from the headliner, but it's one that means something specific to you. It makes your feeling about the music visible, tangible. It's not just the standard tour tee everyone else had.
Exactly right. It becomes a personalized memento. And think about social media too. It's huge at these
Oh,
things.
definitely. Everything gets documented.
Right. So
Yeah.
that custom outfit, it suddenly becomes part of your online festival story. It makes your pictures, your videos instantly yours. It's almost like creating your own limited edition merch for your personal brand online.
Ha, that's a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just for the moment, it's for the gram, for the memories you share later. It makes your experience distinct.
And it resonates after the festival's over. You
Yeah.
know, we also see it with like smaller groups, friends.
Oh, yeah, matching but not quite matching shirts.
Exactly. They coordinate, but maybe everyone gets a slightly different color or puts their nickname on it. It builds that little tribe feeling with their own micro community within the larger festival crowd. But they still get to show off their own personality. So
Yeah.
you've got identity working on a couple of levels there.
Nested identities, yeah.
Yeah.
All shown through what you're wearing. And what's wild is how, well, easy it is now.
Oh, absolutely. That's a huge factor.
It wasn't always simple to just whip up a custom t-shirt order, was it?
Not at all. But now, on-demand printing is so much better, faster. And the websites, the apps,
Yeah.
they're super user-friendly. Anyone can design something pretty quickly.
Right. You don't need design skills.
Nope. That ease, that speed,
Yeah.
it's definitely fueling a big part of this trend we're seeing. Democratized customization, basically.
So, stepping back a bit,
Yeah.
what does this trend tell us about maybe bigger shifts? Is this just like a festival thing, a fad, or is it tapping into something deeper?
I think it connects to a much broader desire for personalization we see everywhere now.
Oh.
I mean, think about it. We live in a world of mass production, right? Mass experiences sometimes. So people are looking for ways to feel individual, to curate things so they feel uniquely theirs.
And clothes are just a very visible way to do that.
Exactly. Very visible, very personal. It's a natural place for that impulse to show up,
Yeah.
especially somewhere like a festival where self-expression is already encouraged.
So the big takeaway here is even when we're celebrating together in these huge collective moments, that individual spark, that need for personalization, it's really key.
It is. It's finding that balance, isn't it? Being part of the whole, but still making your own mark.
Navigating community and individuality.
Perfectly put, making your distinct mark within that shared cultural space.
Really interesting stuff. So, a final thought maybe for everyone listening. Where else do we see this drive to personalize shared experiences to make things feel like ours, even when we're part of a crowd? Definitely something to chew on.
Good question.
All right, thanks for joining us for this deep dive.